Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Megan and Maddie with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, police are calling for any information that could help authorities track down a flock of sheep that had gone missing seemingly overnight. Detectives from the Rural and Stock Crime Squad are seeking leads on the 5,500 missing sheep heads of sheep from a Blackall property, making the investigation the largest in Queensland history. The flock carry a combined value of nearly $2 million, and investigations have yet to find how so many sheep could be covertly moved so rapidly.
The state government organization in charge of delivering the 2032 Olympics have failed to protect the preferred name in the flagship stadium in Brisbane. IP Australia has rejected the GIICA's application to trademark protect the name of Brisbane Stadium, which would require the stadium to go by another name across marketing, clothing, sports, goods, and more. Examiner from IP Australia, Naisha Harrison, made the decision based on the understanding that Brisbane Stadium could fairly be used by any stadium in the Brisbane area.
In national news, the federal opposition have officially taken on slashing the tobacco tax as one of their election promises, taking inspiration from One Nation's playbook. Leader of the opposition, Angus Taylor, has today told reporters he would slash the tobacco excise by 80%, legalize and tax vapes and nicotine pouches in a stated attempt to curb the rapidly growing black market. Australia has lost out on tens of billions of dollars in excise revenue since the growth of the tobacco black market, which now, in under a decade, holds 80% of the tobacco consumer market share.
South Australia has begun a parliamentary inquiry into the management of buffalo grass, which has exploded this season during the rain over the state's remote northwest. CFS Director of Community Risk, Resilience and Planning, Alison May, said vegetation will continue growing into the spring. May said, quote, buffalo grass has been an agenda amongst fire response agencies for quite some time now, and continues to be. Invasive Species Council at Senior Advocate James Johnson said it was imperative to halve the spread of buffalo grass further south. Not everyone agrees with buffalo grass as a negative. Livestock South Australia Chair Gillian Fennell said buffalo grass has been, quote, very valuable feed source for pastoralists. Running livestock in arid areas continued to say, quote, buffalo grass is the first thing to re-sprout after a drought, which means the first thing to be eaten. Ms. Fennell, South Australia, said that the generally good framework to addressing buffalo grass, supported by good management by producers.
In international news, a new climate report published by the UN Environment Program just last month has revealed that some of the consequences of global warming are no longer preventable. In 2015, 195 parties adopted the Paris Climate Accord, aiming to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. This recent report now concludes that the target will be exceeded thanks to continual oil and gas pollution. UN experts and scientists are pivoting to a new strategy intended to bring temperatures back down by eliminating fossil fuels and removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. UN Executive Director Inger Andersen said, quote, let's be very clear, 1.5 target is still the goal, but we now need to approach it differently from above. Despite the ambitious but optimistic new game plan, this still means that the Earth will be at greater risk of more environmental issues. Weather-related disasters, extinctions, and melting glaciers will only become more of a concern in the following decades, especially for Pacific Island nations already facing rapidly rising oceans.
And for your weather today, it's all clear skies for Brisbane. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media, or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Want to live your best eco-friendly lifestyle? Located in high